Welcome to Riverfront Stadium in Cincinnati, for the game between the New York Mets and the Cincinnati Reds. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Bud Harrelson. Batting second, the second baseman, Ken Boswell. Batting third, the first baseman, Don Clendenin. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Art Shamsky. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Cleon Jones. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Wayne Garrett. Batting seventh, the center fielder, Mike Jorgensen. Batting eighth, the catcher, Duffy Dyer. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Gary Gentry. Pitching for the New York Mets, Gary Gentry. For the Cincinnati Reds, batting in the leadoff spot, the right fielder, Pete Rose. Batting second, the center fielder, Bobby Tolan. Batting third, the third baseman, Tony Perez. Batting fourth, the catcher, Johnny Bench. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Bernie Carbo. Batting sixth, the first baseman, Lee May. Batting seventh, the second baseman, Tommy Helms. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Woody Woodward. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Tony Cloninger. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Tony Cloninger. And now, play ball. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cloninger fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell hits a pop-up towards short. Woodward settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin hits a pop-up towards first. May settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose hits a fly ball into left field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Tolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolan takes first base on ball four. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tolan. The throw from Dyer and he is out, Boswell applying the tag. Two outs. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Art Shamsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shamsky hits a fly ball into center field. Tolan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is called out on strikes. Two outs. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Rose. Garrett reaches second base with a double. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cloninger picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Cloninger. Garrett scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Mets. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer hits a fly ball into right field. Rose settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Bench is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bench hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gentry fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Jones. May reaches second base with a double. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Reds nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Gary Gentry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Perez fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 1 in the game. Harrelson bunts towards the mound. Cloninger fields it and throws to first for the out. Gentry moves to second. One out. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 0 for 1 in the game. Boswell hits a line drive into center field. Toland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin is 0 for 1 in the game. Clendenin hits a fly ball into right field. Rose settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Woody Woodward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodward hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clendenin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Woodward for the out. One out. Tony Cloninger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cloninger strikes out. Two outs. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose is 0 for 1 in the game. Rose hits a pop-up towards short. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Reds nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Art Shamsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shamsky is 0 for 1 in the game. Shamsky hits a fly ball towards center. Toland settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Toland. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 1 in the game. Jones hits a fly ball into right field. Rose settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Garrett hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Shamsky moves to second. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Jorgensen hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Helms reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Dyer takes first base on ball 4. Shamsky moves to third. Garrett moves to second. Gary Gentry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentry is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gentry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Woodward fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Bobby Toland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Toland is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Toland hits a fly ball into center field. Jorgensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0 for 1 in the game. Perez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Bench is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bench is 0-for-1 in the game. Bench hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bench. The throw from Dyer and he is safe. Bench steals second. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 0-for-1 in the game. Carbo takes first base on ball 4. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. May strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Reds nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-1 in the game. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Woodward scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 0-for-2 in the game. Boswell takes first base on ball 4. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin is 0-for-2 in the game. Clendenin takes first base on ball 4. Boswell moves to second. Art Shamsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shamsky is 0-for-2 in the game. Shamsky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Helms fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first. Double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms is 0-for-1 in the game. Helms hits a fly ball into center field. Jorgensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Woody Woodward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodward is 0-for-1 in the game. Woodward hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boswell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Cloninger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cloninger is 0-for-1 in the game. Cloninger strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Reds nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-2 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards third. Perez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Garrett hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Carbo. Garrett reaches second base with a double. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jorgensen is walked intentionally. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Dyer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Garrett scores. Jorgensen moves to third. Dyer moves to second. It's 2-0, Mets. Gary Gentry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from Bench to Perez. The throw back to home, and Jorgensen is out at the plate. Two outs. Gary Gentry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gentry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose is 0-for-2 in the game. Rose hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gentry fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Tolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolan is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Tolan hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Jorgensen. Tolan reaches second base with a double. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Perez hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Shamsky. Perez reaches second base with a double. Tolan scores. It's 2-1, Mets. Johnny Bench is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bench is 0-for-2 in the game. Bench strikes out. Two outs. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Carbo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Reds 1. The Mets will come to bat. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-2 in the game. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Helms scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Boswell hits a fly ball into right field. Rose settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Clendenin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Perez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. May hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms is 0-for-2 in the game. Helms hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Boswell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Woody Woodward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodward is 0-for-2 in the game. Woodward hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Reds 1. The Mets will come to bat. Art Shamsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shamsky is 0-for-3 in the game. Shamsky hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tom Seaver pinch runs for Art Shamsky. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-3 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cloninger fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single and two doubles. Garrett hits a ball on the ground towards first. May fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, with Cloninger covering. It's a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Ron Swoboda now playing right field. Angel Bravo pinch hits for Tony Cloninger. Angel Bravo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bravo strikes out. One out. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose is 0-for-3 in the game. Rose hits a fly ball into left field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Tolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Tolan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clendenin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Tolan for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Reds 1. The Mets will come to bat. Wayne Granger now pitching. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jorgensen hits a pop-up towards short. Woodward settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Dyer hits a fly ball into left field. Carbo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Gentry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gentry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Perez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Al Weiss now playing second base. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Perez hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Dyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Bench is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bench is 0-for-3 in the game. Bench hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Carbo strikes out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 2, and Cincinnati Reds, 1. Goodbye from Riverfront Stadium in Cincinnati.